I was recently in Pittsfield, Illinois, and enjoyed the chance to drive around the city and listen to stories on my car radio. They aren't any ordinary stories, though. They are a tour of some of the oldest homes and businesses in town, each with an intriguing tie to Abraham Lincoln. Today, it's Lincoln and the cannon that fired a little too soon on this edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the Scenic Route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Pittsfield, Illinois has many homes and businesses associated with the life of Abraham Lincoln. As Kathy Zimmerman explains, you simply drive by the historic homes and hear the interesting stories on your radio.
One of the most popular stops with younger people on the Talking House tour is the Lame Home. And the day before Lincoln was to have arrived, Reuben Scanlon, the mayor, and Charles Lame were test firing the campaign cannon on the courthouse lawn.
There was already one successful test firing, but they decided to try it again for good measure.
Charles Lame had the ramrod packing the powder down the barrel of the cannon. Mayor Scanlon had the torch, and he put his thumb over the fuse, and evidently it burned his thumb, and he jerked his thumb back, and then he dropped the torch and the fuse accidentally.
The cannon fired, nearly severing Lame's arm. The ramrod was found two blocks away.
The next day, when Lincoln arrived and they told him what had happened, he walked down to the Lame home. Dr. Ledley had told Mrs. Lame not to allow her husband to have visitors. He was so badly injured, so she wouldn't let Lincoln in the house. But he did have a daguerreotype taken here, a photo taken, and he sent a copy down to the Lames.
Lincoln had many friends in Pittsfield, and many interesting stories still abound. Those stories include a young lady that decided to charge the future president a toll to pass in front of her home. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Pittsfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.